Very mysterious indeed.
Oh, hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. We are in the middle of a mystery. Do you like mysteries? I hope so. I like mysteries. I like things that are mysterious. Things that make you wonder what is going to happen. Is there a secret we need to find out about? Well, of course, we're going to be learning about a secret map, or the secret map, in our lesson. And, of course, the question is, what is on the map? What is on that map, anyway? I guess there's only one way to find out. Open your magazine, and let's get started.
The Mysterious Map.
Aunt Mary, I found something interesting in the basement.
I knew there would be something you liked down there. What is it?
This paper was tucked inside an old book. I think it looks like a map.
I don't think I've seen this before, but it could be a map of a very complicated building.
This is the book it was in. I think both it and the map are in German.
This is your grandfather's diary. He spoke German fluently.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 tuck 这个动词。Tuck 在这里是指塞入、夹入或者是藏入。例如 ，Claire tucked her gloves in her pockets so she wouldn't lose them. Claire 把手套塞到口袋里，这样就不会搞丢了。或者是 Hillary tucked the love letter into her textbook. Hillary 把她的情书藏到课本里。Tuck 也可以指折或包起来或塞衣服这个动作。例如 ，Sam doesn't like to tuck his shirt into his pants. Sam 不喜欢把衬衫塞到裤子里。接下来我们看的是 fluently 这个副词。Fluently 是指流利地或流畅地。例如 ,Britney can speak Italian and French fluently. Britney 可以流利地说意大利文跟法文。或者是 Raymond can read and write Russian fluently. Raymond 可以流畅地读跟写俄文。它的形容词就是去掉字尾的 ly 变成 fluent。例如 ,Jeffrey speaks fluent Spanish. Jeffrey 可以说流利的西班牙文。
This is quite an interesting treasure map.
Wait, Gabe, what are you doing? That's my treasure map. Uh-huh. Yesterday, you told me that there was no treasure and that wasn't a treasure map. Well, now you took my treasure map.
Well, yes, Rebecca, but I believe in today's lesson we'll actually get to take a look at this map. And, Rebecca, if you're going to be looking for something, like on a treasure map, you might as well dress the part. I look like a detective, right? You didn't look like a detective yesterday.
Wait, I was wearing my glasses. Detectives okay. wear glasses.
All right. You were wearing some things that made you look like a detective. Well, yes, Rebecca? Go ahead.
I have an idea. Why don't we just get started with today's lesson?
Okay, well, it starts with a conversation. It's a very interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Jason says, Aunt Mary, I found something interesting in the basement.
See, Gabe, I knew it. I knew that there was something hidden. And Aunt Mary replies by saying, I knew there would be something you liked down there. What is it? Oh, my goodness.
Well, this paper was tucked inside an old book. I think it looks like a map. Okay, so this is the map that, of course, I have, this little treasure map. And it was tucked inside of an old book.
Wait, I like that word, tucked, Gabe.
Yes.
Let's talk about this word. And talking about tuck, can you please tuck in your shirt?
Huh?
Your shirt, can you tuck it in?
My word, yes. I am
yes.
so sorry. But here, hold on to this
yes.
map.
When you tuck something in, friends, that just
sorry,
means
guys.
That you put something in a safe place. Or in this case,
mm-hmm.
you're just taking your shirt and putting it back in your pants.
Sorry about that, guys. It's not very professional of me. Yes, if you're going out somewhere and it's a fancy dinner, maybe, of course, you want to wear things that are very nice and you want to tuck in your shirt so that you look good and you want to look very nice in front of other people. So you can tuck in your shirt. You know, little kids sometimes, they say, Mommy, Daddy, can you tuck me into bed? Little kids like to be tucked into bed. That means they lie down on the bed and Mommy or Daddy come and pull the sheets over them and tuck them into bed.
Oh, that's so precious. My dad used to come in my room every single night to tuck me in bed. He would share a bedtime story and then he would give me a kiss on the cheek. Such great memories.
Well, that is very sweet. And in our lesson, of course, Jason's talking about a piece of paper that was tucked inside of an old book. So it was placed inside of an old book, maybe kind of tightly. Okay, and he thinks it looks like a map, the map that Rebecca has.
Yes, I've got the map now, the treasure map. And how does Aunt Mary respond? She's like, I don't think I've seen this before, but it could be a map of a very complicated building. This is getting mysterious now.
Okay, so we're not sure exactly what the map is of, but it could be a very complicated building. Of course, if something is complicated, it's not easy to figure out, right? It could be very difficult to figure out. There are lots of different parts to this building.
Exactly. Well, how does Jason respond? He says, this is the book it was in. I think both it and the map are in German. Well, how is Jason going to read the map and the book if they're in German? I don't think he can speak German.
Yeah, and how does he know that it's written in German if he doesn't know how to speak German? Well, maybe he's familiar with some German words, so therefore he thinks that it's written in German. Well, Aunt Mary says, this is your grandfather's diary. Now, diary.
Diary.
This kind of reminds me of another word, journal. Rebecca, what is the difference? I know some people keep a diary and some people keep a journal.
Yes, well, Gabe, I'm glad that you asked because I keep both a diary and a journal.
You do?
I do. A diary is more of a person's private record of different events, or maybe they just write down their feelings, how they're feeling, right? Whereas a journal is where, a journal is where you just write down everything that's going on in the day. So maybe it's just a record of your daily life.
Yeah. You know, I do usually think of it that way, too. I write my feelings and personal thoughts in a diary. And then, of course, the record of a daily life in a journal, maybe. However, these days, these words can kind of be used in the same way. We're not exactly sure what Jason's grandfather wrote in his diary. Maybe he could also say it was his journal, right? Either way, he spoke German fluently. Mm-hmm. Well, if you speak a language fluently, that means you're really good at speaking that language. You know a lot of different words and phrases. You understand the grammar. You can speak it fluently.
So, Gabe, you speak Chinese fluently, don't you?
Well, some people say I speak it fluently, but I know I still have a lot to learn. Rebecca?
Yes.
I do speak English fluently.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you speak English fluently. But since you speak Chinese so well, when you dream, do you typically dream in English or Chinese? Because I was told that once you speak a language fluently, you actually start dreaming in that language.
That is true. I don't dream much in Chinese. Yeah. I could do even better, I'm sure. Well, friends, you did see that other related word, right? You can do something fluently, or you can be fluent, right? I know many of you want to be fluent in English. Well, friends, Steve and Ken have something they would like to share with us about English's German roots. Let's join them now.
Let's do it. Oh, did you want to look at the map?
A long, long time ago, before there was English, there was a family of Germanic languages, which linguists like to divide into three groups.
There were the Eastern Germanic languages like Gothic and Vandalic. They all died off.
Some of the northern Germanic languages, however, did survive to become the Scandinavian languages of today.
Some western Germanic languages also survived. They became what we know today as Dutch, German, and English.
Now, fast forward to 5th century Europe, around the time the last Roman soldier left Britain. It was then that groups of Western Germanic peoples sailed to Britain and began to settle. One group was called the Angles. They came from what is today southern Denmark.
Okay, perhaps because the Angle dialect was the first to be committed to writing, the word Angles took on the meaning the combined Germanic people of Britain.
From this word Angle, we get land of the Angles or Angoland. The word England, as we know it today, became standardized in the 14th century.
Although German and English are so closely linked historically and linguistically, English has, surprisingly, borrowed fewer words from German than almost any other language.
England, 英格兰这个字，你知道是怎么来的吗？这就要追溯到早年的欧洲，在现今的德国这个地区。当时这里的人讲的是 Germanic languages, 日耳曼语言。后来日耳曼语就演变成荷兰语、英语以及德语。在五世纪的时候，日耳曼民族当中有一个族群叫做 Angles, 盎格鲁人。他们从欧洲大陆搭船到现今的英国，定居在这块土地上。那这个地方后来就被视为 Land of the Angles, 盎格鲁人的土地，简称为 Angoland。久而久之就变成了 England。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次也再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are learning about a mysterious map. Yes, our two characters are Jason and his Aunt Mary. They are in Aunt Mary's house. Jason found something very interesting in the basement. It was something that looked like a map tucked away in an old book. And the writings on the map were in German, or so Jason thinks. Well, the book, of course, was his grandfather's diary. Maybe you could also say it was his journal. And there was a lot of writing in German because his grandfather spoke German. I wonder what else is going to happen with the rest of our lesson. What is this map all about?
The mysterious map.
Do you know anyone who can translate it?
My friend Peter Cobb, who owns the local bookstore, speaks German. I'm sure he would be happy to look at it. Aunt Mary drove Jason to the bookstore to meet Mr. Cobb. When they explained where they had found the book, his eyes shone with excitement. He promised to look at it that evening,and to try to pinpoint the location of the building on the map. Jason agreed to come by again the next day.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 translate 这个动词。T-R-A-N-S 这个字首有转移的意思，所以 translate 是指翻译。例如 This novel was translated into 15 languages. 这本小说被翻译成15国语言。Translate 一般是指翻译文字或者是口语，但是如果是特别要讲口译的话，是用 interpret, I-N-T-E-R-P-R-E-T, 这个动词。例如 Irene can interpret from English into Chinese and vice versa.Irene 可以口译英文变成中文，也可以口译中文变成英文。最后我们看 pinpoint 这个字， pinpoint 如果当名词是指针头或者是事物的精确位置， 但是在这里它是当动词，意思是指准确的指出或精确的定位。例如 The location of the military base was pinpointed by the radar， 这个军事基地的位置被雷达准确的定位出来。或者是 The rescuers are trying to pinpoint where the trapped baby is， 搜救人员正在试着找到被困住的小宝宝的位置。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
So remember, Jason just found a diary, his grandfather's diary, but unfortunately it's all in German. Well anyway, let's see what happens next. Jason asks, do you know anyone who can translate it?And how does Aunt Mary respond, Gabe?
Well, she does know somebody, Rebecca. Oh. This man named Peter Cobb. My friend Peter Cobb, who owns the local bookstore, speaks German. Well, friends, what is the local bookstore? What is this word local? What does it mean? This means something that is in your neighborhood or close by. All right, so the local bookstore...would be the bookstore in your neighborhood.
That's right. So let's think of other ways that we can use this word local. I've got a good example. When I was young, well, right after college, seemed like so long ago, I started writing for our local newspaper. So that's just the newspaper that was...in the area.
That's right. So maybe not everybody in the country would read that newspaper. Maybe only people in the neighborhood or the city would read the local newspaper.
That's right. Or you could also say, whenever I visit a new place, I much prefer eating at the local restaurants instead of the chain restaurants or the restaurants that you find everywhere.
That is a good idea, Rebecca. Mm-hmm. If you visit another country, try out the local cuisine.Don't just eat food that everyone around the world can eat. All right, now my question is, why go to a hospital on the other side of town when you could go to the local one? Well, there are many reasons why people go to different hospitals, but most neighborhoods do have a hospital, and you should check out your local hospital if you ever have an injury.
Excellent example. Well, continuing on with our lesson, of course...Aunt Mary said that she has a friend by the name of Peter Cobb who owns a local bookstore and he speaks German. Well, she says, I'm sure he would be happy to look at it. That's actually a great phrase that we want to talk about, to be happy to do something.
That's right. Now, this is a very simple phrase, but we think it's great for you to know because you can use it in your everyday life. I'd be happy to do something.You could simply say, I'd be happy to help. Oh, you need someone to drive you to the bus stop? I'd be happy to take you there.
You know something, Gabe? Our toilet is clogged up, and I don't really know how to unclog it. Would you mind coming over and unclogging it?
Rebecca, you could use this. This might help. I'd be happy to lend this magnifying glass to you to help with your toilet issues. All right, well, friends, I'd be happy to move on now. Let's go to the last sentence of our lesson today. We read, Jason agreed to come by again the next day. All right, let's take a look at that phrase, to come by.So you're going to come by the store. He's going to make a trip to the store. He's going to come by the store.
That's right. And there's actually some other related phrases that you can use in place of come by. For example, you could say drop by. Hey, if I'm in the area, would you mind if I just dropped by? Or I have something to give to you. Can I drop by?
That's right. Do drop by and say hello before you leave town.Here's another phrase that's very similar, okay? Stop by. We also often say this, stop by. Could we stop by the store later after work?
Yep, indeed. And there's one last phrase that we want to talk about, and that is to drop in. Do you mind if I drop in? Or please, drop in anytime, anytime.
That's right. Drop in for a cup of tea or coffee with me. Well, friends, think of different ways to use these phrases right now. It is time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit. Those are always fun, right?
That's right. Hey, Jason, where have you been?
Hey, I've been staying at my Aunt Mary's house while my parents are at a conference.
Oh, sounds boring.
No, not at all. Aunt Mary lives in an old stone house with ivy climbing the walls.
An old stone house?
Yes, and the living room is filled with antiques collected from all over the world.
Oh, sounds interesting.
The basement is filled with old furniture and dusty cabinets and boxes.
Sounds like Aunt Mary has lots of stuff.
She does. And she said, I can take anything I wanted from the basement.
Really? Well, what did you take?
I got this.
A piece of paper with frayed edges?
Yeah, it was tucked inside of an old book.
Well, take it back. Get something better.
Oh, no. Look. I think it's a map. See?
But it's written in a foreign language.
It's written in German. See?
Oh.
And my grandfather spoke German.
So what is this map of? Where is this place?
Aunt Mary knows someone who owns a bookstore. He promised to try and pinpoint the location.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
Yeah, it sure is. And I'll find out more tomorrow.
Maybe this is valuable after all.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
Me too.
We continue our story with Jason at Aunt Mary's house. He told her about the interesting paper he found inside a book in the basement. It looked something like a map. He asked her if she knew what it was.
He showed it to her, and she said she had never seen it before, but she thought it was his grandfather's diary. He spoke fluent German, and his diary was written in German.
Aunt Mary didn't speak German, but said she knew someone who did. Peter Cobb, who owned the local bookstore, would be able to translate it for them.
When they took it to Peter at the bookstore, he became very excited. He told them to leave it with him and come back the next day, and he would tell them more about it.
Peter and Aunt Mary left the diary and map with him and could hardly wait until the next day when they could find out more.
Thank you, ladies. Gabe, see, I told you, this is a real treasure map, and there's a real treasure. I'm going to go find it.
Rebecca, you are right for once. Friends, do join us next time for more right here at Studio Classroom. We'll see you next time.